Hey everyone, I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you to everyone for all of the support. Welcome to all of our new listeners as it's continued to see all the growth that we're having and it's great to see it. I just want to say welcome and just want you all to know that we continue just to put out all this information just to help you all. That is our goal here at New to Medical Device Sales and we're so proud of it. But I just wanted to say if you guys don't have a LinkedIn, you're definitely going to need a LinkedIn. So make sure you go and make a LinkedIn because it is on your online resume. Also, it's where you're going to do your connections, networking, all the above. Would love to connect with you as well. Jacob McLaughlin is where you can find me. Also, New to Medical Device Sales. We're on both pages at LinkedIn. All the other socials, you can find us there as well. But would love to connect with you. Always happy to answer questions with you all. The one thing I do always just tell people is just like anything in life, before you reach out, before you're just sending messages, wanting to get on calls, make sure you guys do your research. Just for the fact of like I've got on multiple calls this week where there were people who are like, yeah, so what do you do? Who do you work for? All this stuff. And it's like, if you guys do a 5-second search, you'll be able to find all of that. So I just want to do that to save your guys' time, save my time as well, because we still run the Western United States. So we still have a real life while we do this as well, make the podcast and help you all out. So just want to say that. Again, want to give some quick shout outs to Andrew. He's going to be on the podcast, so it'll be an upcoming episode, but 23 years old, football player, and received 2 offers before he graduated, and also has had an amazing season, and they are going to go win their next football game. So congratulations to you, Andrew. I just want to say shout out again. If you guys are interested like Andrew, again, doesn't matter. We have people, you know, all the way from 20 years old all the way to 60 years old. Again, the one thing I'll just say is we just don't take anyone. Just because you can pay us money doesn't mean we'll take you. We make sure that we have really good go-getting people. But the reason I'm saying that is if you're really interested in breaking in medical device sales, our average person in 2023 is breaking in 8.2 weeks at $94,478. So if you guys would like to be a part of that, please feel free to reach out. You can click the link below. The one thing I do need to mention is we will be going up in prices coming the new year. Again, we have a new website. We have new stuff coming out, and it is going to just give you more information than any other person out there that tries to do this. And so what I would just tell you is we know our value. We know we're getting people right now at a 30x return ROI, return on investment, which is fake. You can't go anywhere else and do that. And that is the least amount of money these people will ever make. Plus they know what to do. So I just want you all to know the funding things will go into effect and the money will go up again in the future. So I just want you all to be aware. I don't want this to be like, what the heck, when you guys have seen the prices for the last 5 months, 6 months, and haven't moved on them. So supply and demand, here we go. And we also understand we're not for everybody. So again, going back to, we don't just try to take anybody. But today's episode is going to be extremely helpful for you all. So that's what we're always here to do. And let's get into it. Welcome back to New to Medical Device Sales. I am your host, Jacob McLaughlin. Hope you all are having a great day. I am filming this bright and early this morning as we are prepping because this next week I will be traveling to the UK for work and then afterwards we'll be in Europe. So trying to get you guys some episodes why I am traveling to make sure that we can still continue to provide you value. And so today's episode is going to be one that is going to be extremely helpful because I've talked to multiple people just in the last day that have all said the same thing. And so I know it's a common thing that you're hearing. It's a common problem that comes up. And so I want to be able to answer all of this for you with that. Again, what you did hear in the intro, though, is I do want to just make sure to touch on it is we will be going up with our prices in the upcoming new year because of all the just social proof. Like everybody from the last year and a half has come from our course. Our average person's getting hired in about 2 months at over a 30x ROI. So what I would just tell you guys is if it's something that you're thinking about right now, I am 1,000% telling you it will be. And all of you silly gooses who will call me and be like, well, I know I'm a couple weeks late. Can I get the original price? No, you cannot because it's just supply and demand. Again, let me just make this clear. Again, we don't just accept anybody just because you guys apply. We turn down most people than we actually accept because I'm not just trying to work with anybody. So I just want you all to know that's how we get people hired because they're committed, ready to go, go-getters. I'm not here to sell you guys anything, hence why we put all the free stuff out there for you all. And we'll make podcasts like today that's going to help you and it's going to be better than anything out there that you can go pay for. So the reason I'm just saying that is we know what we do. We know the value we provide you all. If you want to be a part of the program and we accept you and go, awesome, love to have you. But if you're like, I don't know, that's the one thing I'll have you. And again, just always trying to provide your value. Whether you ever work with us or not, I do just want you to guys start thinking differently. And this is a video that's been helping me, but I saw it the other day and it's the absolute truth. And what I'll just tell you is, they asked, what's the difference between rich people and poor people? And they said, poor people will ask how much. Rich people will ask, what's my return, right? Because going back to it, a rich person or a person with a wealthy mindset doesn't mind spending $20,000 when they know their return on investment could be $20,000. So they just doubled their money. Oh, that's a pretty good return on investment, right? 2x, 3x, whatever you want to put it at. AKA, we're giving it a 30x, which is fake, but go on. We'll move on with that. But the poor person will be like, oh, it's $20,000. No way. Right. And so that's the thing you have to think of, is because I talk to a lot of people, and let me just define the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. The reason why you guys stay stuck, the reason why you guys don't move on, the reason why you guys go from I'm making $57,000 or $64,000, but I want to get into a thing that makes $200,000. Guess what? You can't do what you did at $57,000 to make $200,000. It's just the honest truth. And so what I would just tell you is I meet so many people who, this is where they struggle the most. They don't believe in themselves. So it's why they can't go, because now they're putting it all on our program, which again, we've put more than free social proof, enough social proof out there to show you it absolutely works. We have people on here. You guys can go call them and talk to them and all that good stuff. The reason is I can lead a horse to water, can't make it drink it. If you don't believe you're good enough, if you don't believe you'll put in the work, if you know you're not a go-getter, then just don't even waste your time or anybody else's time. But at the moment you're like, yes, I know this is what I want to do. I know this is what I'm meant to do. This is what I can tell you. You will go spend 6 months plus and hear the things we're going to talk about today from other people and still have trouble breaking in, probably not break in at all, because most people I talk to, it takes 12 to 18 to 24 months and they come in at usually under $65,000. But it goes back to, if you just don't know how to play, you can't win. But going back to, if you don't believe you're good enough and you don't know how to play it, you can't win it at the topest level. So why I'm making today's episode is because I talked to five people yesterday, and yesterday it kept coming up. Is number one was just, hey, I keep losing out to people with more experience. And so what I wanted to give you guys is the DL, the lingo, the real talk of what that actually means, of when you talk to a rep, when you talk to a manager, when they're just saying certain things, here's the reality. So number one, this is always the easiest one. You lost out to somebody who had more experience, AKA you didn't do a good enough job and they're too lazy to tell you feedback on what you could have done better. Because let me tell you, you're talking to the person who is a 25-year-old kid with personal training experience, no sales experience, no clinical experience, who beat out over 250 people to then beat out someone who had 10 years experience in medical device sales to then get a full-line rep role with the largest company in the world. It's how I know that's a fake answer. Because if you do all the right things, you'll still get the job. We've proven that with our course. We have people like Wes, who was a nurse, coming in as a full-line rep, making over six figures right away. We have Tyler coming in and from a nurse, clinical specialist, but making more than most people will make in medical device sales first year, right? Like, so there's the reason I'm saying that is because if you can overcome the objections, you'll actually get the job, right? But most of you don't know how to overcome the objections. Most of you don't know how to win the game. You don't know the process. Like, I just talked to someone else and I'm like, if you don't know interview 1, 3, 5, and 7, she's like, can you break every single one down? And I'm like, we have a course. That's what we do, right? You want me to spend an hour on a call with you for free to just talk to you? I wish I could, you guys, but again, I just closed one of the largest deals in company's history for my W-2 job. I run a real business. I have multiple businesses. I don't have time. I'm not in the luxury spot of anymore of just being like, here, let me just talk to you for 50 minutes to give you all the information when I have thousands of hours of free information from podcasts and YouTubes. And that's what I can just tell you, going back to doing your work. And so what I would just say to you guys is, if you've heard this, I just talked to someone who's made it to 4 final rounds and they're like, I lose every time to someone with more experience. That's because they're losing the game. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know how to win it, because otherwise you would have won the last three, right? Because you would have been self-aware enough to be like, oh, I didn't do this well enough. And then after the second one, you would have been like, okay, I've done this two same thing and I haven't won it. So it's not the process. It's apparently I need to do something different. And that's why I can sit here and tell you, welcome to medical device sales. What sucks about it is you will put in all this work, all this time. You will just jump through hoops and the medical device companies will say jump and you'll say, how high? And then they'll ghost you. And then you're sitting back 2 weeks later, message them when they said they were going to get back to you 2 days later. It's 2 weeks later and you're trying to get a hold of them and they won't talk to you. They ghosted you, right? That's what I don't like about this industry. I hate that they do that, because what the fact that they can't just send an email or a text and said, hey, hope you're doing great, we went with somebody else. Even if they don't give you feedback, just say, hey, we went with somebody else, just to let you know. But they won't do that a lot of times. And then if they do get on a call with you guys a lot of times, or it's just an email, they'll say, hey, Jacob, you did great, but we just went with someone with more experience. Let me just tell you, that's a manager's passive aggressive way of just saying, you're not good enough, but I don't want to spend the time and waste the time of telling you why you didn't get it, because guess what? You should just figure it out by yourself. So I'm just sitting here telling you, if you're losing and you're getting beat out by people with more experience, it's not the truth. You're just losing because you're not doing the right things. And that's the honest truth. And we've done this enough, we know that that is true. So again, because if you were the best candidate, if you did everything you were supposed to, if you gave them no doubt that you would be the person for the job, they would hire you in a heartbeat. But throughout the process, you gave them reasons why they don't think they should hire you. And then it's just easier to say, hey, sorry, Sarah, we found someone with more experience, than to actually be like, yeah, Sarah, you messed up here, 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 here. You really didn't do this well or this well. You need to do this, because guess what? They don't care anymore because they're not hiring you, right? And so that's what you guys have to understand is, again, most of these people won't spend the time with you. Hence why we do, like, I spend more time just on the videos and doing these podcasts just to help you guys, because no one else is going to tell you this stuff, because I had to figure it out and I've helped over 1,300 other people try to figure it out, right? And so that's why I can sit here and tell you, that's the number one thing I see. Number two, let's go into this, is when reps and managers, and you're getting on phone calls and then they just tell you, oh, just go to this academy, just go to this college, just go spend money, just do this. Let me just tell you, is that's the most, I don't want to help you, so get off the phone with me. Because I just talked to somebody who went to a program. They've been out. They spend a lot of money. They've been out for more than 4 months. They still can't get a job. They've never made it to a fourth round interview. They can't figure it out. And the first thing they decided to do when I gave them a call was say, I said, hey, always like to help you, or always like to see if I can help in any way. And the first thing they say is, can you get me a job? Well, you guys know how I feel about that. You shouldn't just ask random strangers for a job. I know why that person's not getting a job. But number two, I said, most of these people, if you would have just done your research, if you would have called and asked them, they would have probably just told you in the industry not to do it because of what has happened with everything. And he's like, no, I disagree, because I talked to one person who's been in for 20 years and they run a big territory and they told me to do it. And I was like, oh, that's great. Did they go there? No. Great. Did they break in within the last several years? No. Oh, great. I'm glad we're on this conversation, because going back to this, that person with 20 years experience might have some connections and might know. But also, they also used to use a BlackBerry and a pager, and we don't do that anymore. And if you tried to break in 5 years ago, it's way different than breaking into medical device sales today. And again, I know some people will get all offended and all that. I'm sorry, George, that you're offended. But the reality of the truth is, it's a different world today. And so what I would just tell you is, when these, like, so that person who ended up going there, he's like, well, he told me to go. Great. And you should have done your research, because now you're in a lot of debt. And now you can't even get a fourth round interview. And I told him, I'm like, how many interviews you been in? And he's like, a decent amount. And I'm like, great. What's the farthest you ever been? And they're like, third round. And I'm like, okay, that shows you're doing stuff wrong. And he's like, yeah, that's probably right. And I'm like, no, it's not probably, it is 1,000% right, because otherwise you would have the job, right? And then continued to argue with me why I was wrong. And at the end of it, I was like, I really don't care if you take my advice or not. You're the person trying to break in. You've been trying to break in for months. I'm the person who's a regional manager and with 3 years experience, and we've only helped 1,300 people. I've gotten two people hired just today. So I really don't care. That's my favorite thing. I'll just shout out to everybody out there, is when you all who haven't broke into yet, you've never sold a device, you've never actually done sales or anything, then try to tell me, the person who does it every single day and teaches people how to do it, why I'm wrong. Yes, I'm this silly goose who's not in the industry and has had no success. Please tell me why. Right? That's very sarcastic to all you silly gooses. When you get on calls, just listen, right? Because, like, all I'm just trying to do is help you guys. That's why I got on the call, and that's why I told him, because I was like, because he's telling me why I'm wrong. And then I just said, did that person go? Nope. Did that person ever have experience with it? Nope. Okay, great. So They just didn't want to talk to you, because otherwise if they did, they would have actually spent time, helped you, got you with connections to people that they could actually go, if they have 20 years experience, if they know a lot of good people, if they're running such a successful territory, they actually would know people that would be hiring, that they could actually just make a phone call and probably get you an interview if they really liked you. But they didn't. They just said, hey, just go to this program so you can just leave me alone. And you're like, oh, well, okay. And you took the advice, but you didn't even have the self-awareness to be like, oh, if the person actually liked me, they would have actually just helped me. There you go, my friends, right? So this is what I can sit here and tell you. If you're getting told by a manager or a rep or anybody, and they're just like, yeah, I don't know, just go get B2B sales experience or just go to this, right? That's because they don't want to spend time talking to you in the nicest possible way, because it goes back to my whole, and here's the thing, maybe they're super sweet people and maybe they do actually want to help, but they don't know how, because here's the reality. It's what I say all the time. There's a lot of people in the NFL that run a 4.3 40, but they can't teach you how to run a 4.3 40. So just because Johnny or Craig or Sarah or Julie broke into the industry doesn't mean they can help you to break in the industry, because they really don't know how to teach it. They don't know how to coach it, right? That's why I tell you guys, all I've done is, I was a personal trainer. I was a strength and conditioning coach before this. All I've done is coached people. Then I got into this industry. I help people. Now I've just only coached 1,300 other people. We've just got, like I said, we get people hired weekly, daily, and this is why we do it every single day. So I know I can help you guys get to the place, because I've already done it. Doesn't matter if you're a college student, a chiropractor, a nurse, an occupational therapist, you name it, we've done it. Regular sales experience, somebody who's 24 from marketing. It doesn't matter. I've already done it because coaching, because you have to handle the objections. But most of the people that you're going to talk to can't tell you how to do that, number one. And number two, it goes back to everything I say. You guys will get on these random calls, and one of the biggest things I have to do in our mentorship and our coaching is tell our people not to listen to half the reps what advice that they just heard. Because going back to everything I say, usually 20% of the reps will do 80% of the volume, aka 80%. And this is just like an average. I'm not saying this is the exact number, but on average, like the 20 to 80 rule, right? That just shows you 50%+ is not even performing. AKA the people you're talking to, giving you advice, are not performing. That is the equivalent of talking to the people on the bench saying, how do I become a starter? And they're like, you should do A, B, C, D, why they are on the bench. And now you're going to take their advice. Why don't you just take the person who's the captain on the team playing the dang game? Like, right, that's like what's easy. But then I say that, and then people are like, wow, that makes a lot of sense. I'm glad I could cover that for you, but it's the truth, right? So, like, I'm just telling you guys, if you hear from a manager, hey, you lost out to someone experienced, they didn't want to tell you that you did something wrong. If you get ghosted, welcome to the world. They do it all the time, and it makes me really mad. I don't know why people can't just have the respect of saying, hey, sorry, you didn't get the job. And it would be super helpful if they just said A, B, and C. But again, I understand it, because they have so many people reach out, and then most of them don't come prepared, and they're like, well, it's not even worth my time. So I can see where sometimes why they do certain things like that. But then going into the number two is, you'll talk to a lot of people, and then instead of having these people actually help you or like do anything, because they either don't want to or they don't know how to, they're just going to say, I got to do this. I go to this, right? Like, I can just sit here and tell you guys the biggest compliment I can have is like when people are like, hey, I got recommended to your podcast. I got recommended, because again, just so you guys know, I'm never selling you my course first, because I know we have more information out there for free that can help you and just understand stuff. Because also we would love to have you guys actually have some knowledge before you come in. So that's number one. So again, I am honored that people now are saying, hey, go take the new to medical device sales program, because our average person breaks in 8 weeks at 95K. I love that. But again, I don't push you guys to that first thing. First thing I do is I make these podcasts and say, hey, go listen to all the free stuff, all the value that we can provide you for free, because we don't need a dollar from you, because I still make my money off of medical device sales, not you paying my bills. And then when you actually trust us and see what we've done and just take the social proof, not what Jacob says, not who I am, but you just see the social proof of everybody from the last year and a half. You see all has been on our podcast. You see them break in that's come from our course. You see all the testimonials that we've had. You go to our Instagram, see all the screenshots that we post daily of the people in the program getting success, getting interviews. Like, we just had Shannon Holly. Shannon, shout out to you, girl. Like, over the age of 40 for all my people who, like, I'm too old, and she's now in a final round with Medtronic. So, Shannon, keep rocking. That's how we keep doing it. And the reason I'm saying that is to you all, if you guys would just commit for yourself. And then stop trying to always figure it out all on your own. Because again, I just have to do this real quick because I had this talk with somebody. Because so many people will call me and they'll say, Jacob, you did it, so I'm going to do it. And I'm like, I love that. I hope you do. I just don't know if you'll wake up at 4 a.m. and work a 14-hour day every single day. I don't know if you're willing to sacrifice and have no social life so you can build businesses. I don't know if you're willing to put yourself through some of the hardest workouts because you want to test the limits every single day, because every single person who tells me they'll do it, I tell you guys they're committed. Everyone tells me they're going to break in, and I get less than 1% reaching back out actually saying they broke in without like any help. I can just say that truthfully. The reason I'm saying that to you guys is everyone sees what I do and they get the confidence. And just so you know, I'm glad I give you guys confidence. I'm glad that I'm able to encourage you. I'm glad I'm going to do it. But the thing I just hear all the time is if you did it, I'm going to do it the exact same way. And I'm just like, I hope you guys do. But the reality is like, if you guys won't reach out to 3,000 people, we're not the same. If you won't get on 180 calls, we're not the same. And even to that point, the amount of people who call me and then they're like, oh, I'm busy, I'm at the gym or anything. Do you know how many gym sessions I had that were 12 minutes because I started working out? And then somebody that I asked for their time called me. And then I stopped working out. And then guess what? Talked for 30 minutes. And then the next thing I knew, I had to go train a client. It's called sacrifice. And most people say they're willing to do all of it and they just aren't. And so that's what I would just say is like, if that's you, I hope you go for it and I hope it all works out. But what I can also tell you is we say it all the time. Just happened the other week. Just had somebody who's like, hey, I'm going to go try it on my own. It took them 14 months. They came in at 63K. I'm so glad that they broke in. It's awesome. But the reality of it is then we have people that have broken in 3 weeks at $90,000. So they just saved 13 months of their life, aka over a year. The only time you can't get back, or the only thing you can't get back is time, saved over a year, is now already making $25,000+ more than that person. And guess what the difference is our people know what to do. They're like, now that's what they're reaching out to me. Okay, I broke in, now what? And the reason I'm just saying that to you all is because what I take pride, why we just don't take anybody who can pay us money, is because I want to make sure we're getting great human beings that we can teach how to be successful and then go have success, because we know if we do that, they're going to make a big impact on their patients' lives. They're going to save more lives. They're then in return going to hit their quota. They're then in return going to make more money. They're going to bless their own life. They're bless their family's life. And then eventually they're going to bless other people's lives. That's what this is all about. But the reason I'm saying that is because we take pride in knowing that our students are great students and that they're going to actually perform in medical device sales. Because if I just, it's what I say to everybody on the phone. If I just get you guys hired, I stink. Because here's the reality of it. If you guys get hired and then you don't know what you're doing, guess what? Then they're going to be like, man, that program, new to medical device sales, stinks. Because they just get people hired. The people are lazy and they do all that. And that's most of the people that are just paying money for these programs. And they're just like, I give you money. What job do you get me? I'll tell you what job you get. None. Because if those words ever come out of your mouth, you just show me why you will be one of the worst reps I've ever met in my life. And let me tell you why, so you can just all fully understand it. Because you're trying to come into the hardest and one of the most competitive industries in the world. And you are now thinking that you can just pay money to be guaranteed a job to then get into an industry. What? Can you just go buy a doctor? Can you just go do? No, guess what you have to do? You actually have to work. You have to run the trades. You have to show up. You actually have to be knowledgeable on what you do. You actually have to put in the work of studying your stuff. You got to put in the work of studying your competitors. You got to put in the work of doing business reviews. You got to put in the work on etc. And that's why the three things we look for in our people is, are you, number one, willing to work hard? Are you hardworking? Because I can't teach you that. You just have to do that. And that's going to be a big player for you. Are you coachable? Because as you all will see, there's people been trying to break in for 6 months, can't get a fourth round interview, think they know what they're doing, but they don't. And they're not coachable, because then I give them feedback and then they just tell me why I'm wrong. And now I know why you're not in. And I know even if you break in, you won't do that well. Because you'll have a doctor yell at you and you'll be like, F you don't know what you're doing, when it's actually, you just did it wrong and the surgeon was giving you feedback. So there's that. And then the biggest thing for me is committed, because you guys can see how I am and see, that's why we talk the way we talk. It's why I do the things I do, because again, we don't need anybody. I don't need everybody to like be like, oh, I need to go to Jacob. I'm not like that. It's we want to work with the best, and we want people who are all in, committed, ready to go, because that's how you have to be successful. I didn't just close one of the largest deals in company's history. I didn't close the largest PO in my life by just being like, got an email. Nah, I'll get to you in about 6 hours. We'll see what happens. No, you're all in. You have to be. Because, again, just last thing is, guys, is you won't be successful. You won't break into this industry if you're just 1 foot in, 1 foot out. If you kind of want to do it or you kind of don't. Because I can tell you the people in our program are all in. And they are thinking about it constantly. They're doing the work. They're talking to hundreds of people. And guess what? They're doing it the right way. Because I'll tell you guys the network, and then you guys will still send messages. Pick your brain. Stop it. Stop doing that. All right, that's friendly advice. But again, you guys, the reason I made this is because nobody's going to tell you, hey, you lost to someone more experienced. The truth is they just didn't want to tell you that you lost. And now I can help you guys move on, because otherwise you're just going to keep going. And this is what happens is I hear it. I'm so close. I keep getting told that I just keep losing to people with more experience. So one day I'll get my day and I'm like, you should have had your day the last four interviews. You just did it wrong. And they're like, and this is my favorite when they're all like, nah, I don't think so. And I'm like, well, I do, because otherwise if you did it right, you would be hired. And then that's the reality check for them, right? And so that's what I'm just telling you guys. This is why I'm just trying to help you guys. You want to know what you're doing and you want to be able to get feedback. Find people who are willing to help you. Don't just tell you like, hey, you lost someone else. You just lost to someone with more experience. Okay, great. That didn't help you, but now you just got told you didn't do the right thing and you lost. All right, move to somewhere else. Now, one thing I do want to just touch on before, and this is, I hear this all the time too, is, hey, a manager didn't take me, but they told me to hold on because they might have some spots in the future for me. What should I do? Because I've had people in the past who are like, oh, I'm going to hold out, and it's like 2 months. Let me just, I bring it back to dating because it's always the easiest, and you all understand this. That is the equivalent of like me, if I was talking to a girl, and she says, Jacob, you're great. And you have so much going for you, but I'm just not ready at this time, but maybe in a couple months. And then you see her making out with Johnny. Well, she's probably ready because she's making out with Johnny, aka she just took somebody else. And now she's like, I don't want to hurt your feelings. I really still like you. Hopefully we can be friends, but maybe in the future it works out, aka keeping their side options open. The reason I'm telling you this, device companies do this. You're a great candidate. Please reapply to future positions that you'll see. Blah, 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 blah. And if they didn't take you for that position, and then they're like, oh, here in the future, think about this or reapply if you see. And if I can help, it's them saying, I just want to be friends. Hopefully we can remain friends even though I'm breaking up with you. Because they, again, going back to passive, and they don't want to actually just say, hey, you weren't going to fit. It didn't work out. Or this is our concerns with you. They're like, oh, I'm not going to be direct with you. And now I'm going to say, let's still be friends. Please apply. And if I can help you, I will. And then you'll send them a message and they'll get back to you 4 days or 4 weeks later out of guilt to be like, sorry, couldn't happen. And you just wasted 4 weeks, right? And so what I'm just saying to you all, if you get a manager who decided to pick somebody over you, and then they say, oh, but continue to reach out and maybe in the future it all works out, that's them in a passive way, instead of just being direct with you, because again, there's so many passive human beings in this world. Instead of just telling you it is what it is, they decide to say that so it doesn't hurt your feelings, because good Lord, if we make you guys actually do some self-reflection and make you guys actually learn what you need to do right to be successful, don't get me on that tangent, but like the whole conversation is they're just like, oh, you know, you're great. Jacob, you're great. And you have a lot going for you. We just decided to take Brian or Janessa because they were just better. They had just a little more experience. But you're a great candidate. So I would love for you to just continue to watch. We would love to have you at our company one day. And then maybe reach out here in the future if you see something that because we know you'd be a great part of the team.
A what? Because if you were a great part of the team, they just would have hired you. Right? And so again, hopefully you guys are laughing, but I know some of you are going to be listening to it and be like, this happened exactly to me. And we see that all the time. It's what we help our students have to navigate, because otherwise you'd still be the side friend who's just the side option who they will never use, because we've also had people go through the interview process where they're the top candidate, it's their job, and then a manager will be like, hey, we're just going to hold out another couple weeks. What they're telling you is you're now the side option. They think you're okay and you might be able to get the job done, but they're going to actually look for better people, right? That's the equivalent of a girl. Again, I'm dating a girl and she's like, and I'm like, hey, let's make it official. And she's like, hey, I think we should just begin to see where it continues to go. I don't want to put a label on it, even though we've been seeing each other for like a couple months or 6 months, but I don't want to put a label on it. And then she's still going out with dates on with other people. That's because they don't want to commit to you because you're nice. They have fun with you. It's a nice time. You're a nice person, but they're just looking for the next best thing. That's what these medical device companies do, the exact same thing. Hey, Johnny, you're a great candidate. And yeah, we're ready to move you forward. We're just going to, I know we said we were going to close it this week. We're actually going to keep it open a couple more weeks. But again, you're our top candidate. No, you're not. Because if you were the top candidate, they would have hired you. So again, just going back through, sifting through all the stuff where people tell you the things and it's not the actual truth. So I hope this is helpful to you all. Again, all my goal is to provide you value. And I know sometimes some people can be like, man, he's just a straight shooter. And it's the truth. I am a straight shooter because I've just learned in my life, if I would have said things or had people tell me things directly, I would have saved years off my life of pain, hurt, just not knowing compared to if somebody was like, Jacob, you did this wrong and you kind of sucked at it. It would have been like, you're right. Because I would have done self-reflection and been like, you're right. So how do I get better from this and then be able to make the change? That's how we get people hired in under 8 weeks or in under about 2 months, 8.2 weeks. So just over 2 months is because we're not here. Now, again, I'm not mean and I'm not yelling and screaming at them. I'm just like, hey, you need to do this better. Hey, you didn't do this. We need to do that. Because again, it's no different to be like, yeah, you did awesome, but you lost. You didn't do awesome because apparently you lost. You know what I mean? So like it's just being direct and getting to it. And so I just say that to you all is like, I hope you just get value from this. That's all I want to give you guys. I want to give you all the free value that you can use and it helps your life because that's all I'm here now for is just to help you guys have success. I'm having success. I've had success. We've helped 1,300 other people have success. We know we can help you have success. But again, I just want to put it out there because I don't need anything from you. I don't want anything from you. I'm just here to help you guys. If you can, you can press that like and subscribe button. It would help us grow the channel. If you can share this with somebody that you feel could be helpful, it would mean the world to me. A 5-star review would help us grow this channel. And the last thing I have to continue to say, just because I know there's been some things out there that are untrue, unfortunately, is I, Jacob McLaughlin, am only a part of New to Medical Device Sales. I am not part of any other program. If you heard, I'm so sorry. I don't know why they would say that, but I am not a part of their program because I am worried about our program and making sure that we grow our program and have the best success with our students in our program. So if you guys are interested in really breaking into medical device sales, click the link below. You can schedule a time to talk with us. The one thing, again, I will tell you is I've had multiple people just even this last week message or they will sit there, do an apply, and they just want to talk. This is not just a talk. If you're applying for the course, you're applying for the course. And if you apply for the course, you've done your research. Because if you come in and you're just like, yeah, I signed up, but I don't know anything. Can you just tell me everything? Again, we don't take most people. Let me just make this very clear. We don't take most people. And then if you can show me that you haven't even watched the video that's literally on the website that you just sent to apply for, to learn about it, it doesn't show me that you're the most go-getting person that wants to break into med device sales. So I would just leave that with you all. But I hope you have a great week. You continue to go after your goals. You continue to go after your dreams. Don't let anybody tell you can't do it because you can. But a little help never hurts. So I hope you have a great week. See you on the next one.